mentioned at the Levaya, Mr. Olson was a very active and enthusiastic participant in Rabbi Weiss's shir, Thursday night, Gemara shir, and we dedicated Frua Shlema for his benefit some of the shiurim the last few months. I wanted to share something on that topic. It happens to do with some of the halachas that are relevant tomorrow in the Beis Avel, and something which was uniquely connected to one of his well-known attributes of being a master Bakore. So we had a shaila earlier this week, someone who was davening with us in Shiva, in the shul. For whatever reason, the minyanim were not taking place at the Shiva house, but he was davening in shul while sitting Shiva. And he had a yahrzeit in the middle of the week of Shiva when he was davening in shul, and he wanted to know, should he get an aliyah on the yahrzeit when he's davening shul? And the question arises because it says in Shulchan Aruch that an avil is not supposed to learn Torah. There's a few exceptions. Things that are relevant, like Hilchos Avelos, or things that are more sorrowful nature, things that we learn in Tisha B'Av, those things are permitted for the avil to learn. When it comes to Shabbos, one of the unique aspects of Shabbos is that even the Halachos of Avelos, provided that they are Dvarim Shebetzina, they operate on Shabbos also, and a person, an Avelister on Shabbos also is not supposed to learn, other than maybe Shnai Mikra, again, things that are unique in that regard, that they have to be completed and are considered what we call Seder Hayom. In addition to not studying Torah, an Avil is also prohibited from getting an Aliyah. It's a similar concept, should overlap, same idea. Shulchan Aruch actually says that even if the Avil is the only Kohen in the room, so we don't give him an Aliyah, some say he should leave, but strictly speaking, even if the Avil stayed in the room, it would be permissible for us to continue as usual because the Avil does not get an Aliyah. The Shulchan Aruch does another exception, very unusual. Shulchan Aruch in general is a book of laws. Every once in a while it quotes a Maisa Shahaya. Shulchan Aruch Nechaz Avelis quotes at Rabbeinu Tam. Every week he got Shlishi. He was Rabbeinu Tam. So came time that he entered Shul when he was in Shiva on Shabbos. So the Chazan didn't call him up because the Chazan, the Gabbai, was under the impression that he shouldn't get the Aliyah because he was an Avelis. And Rabbeinu Tam got up anyway. And he went up to the Torah to get Shlishi. And Rabbeinu Tam, he could do that. But he explained the reason is because since it's literally every single week that he gets that Aliyah, if he would refrain from getting the Aliyah on that particular Shabbos, during Shiva, it would be Avelos Pefar Hesya. So, couldn't skip that week. Based on that story, there's a lot of literature in the Tshuvas about how far we can go with that. The Tshuva from the Marshal, about an Avel, again, in Shiva, who had a bris for his son. Usually the minig is that the father of the child who receives a bris gets an Aliyah that day, if it's a laning day. So would that be the case if it was Shabbos? Right? Because if you would not give the Avel, the Aliyah, on that day, on Shabbos, when normally that's exactly what we would do. We would give the Baal Bris, the father of the baby, the Aliyah. It would also be a form of Avelos Pefar Hesya in the same way that Rabbeinu Tam would have, if in the absence of an Aliyah, would have exhibited Avelos Pefar Hesya. So that's a discussion because the shaila is, Rabbeinu Tam, so everyone's going to notice if he doesn't get an Aliyah. Is it an absolute chiyuv for the father of the baby to get an aliyah? It's the minhag. It's common practice. Whenever we can do so, we give it to him. But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. If there's other people, you have to be mechabed. Or and definitely on the books, we had places where that wasn't the minhag. Likewise, the shayla that was asked in our community, this individual who it's a yahrzeit, right? So if let's say it was Shabbos, if the yahrzeit fell on Shabbos, and you wouldn't give the aliyah to that individual. On the yahrzeit, you could argue that it's a form of Avelos Pefar Hesya. He's not getting the Aliyah because he's in Shiva. And under normal circumstances, we would always give an Aliyah to an individual who has a yahrzeit. But that's subject to debate. Again, not everyone knows it's his yahrzeit, right? It's easy to assume he didn't get the Aliyah because there's other kibbutzim. Sometimes, you know, not everyone is aware of the whole schedule of the yahrzeits. But during the week, it should be clear, this was the answer that we gave this individual. He should not get an Aliyah because, just like Talmud Torah is usher for the Avel, getting Aliyah is also usher for the Avel, even if it's a yahrzeit, and he'll get one next year, Mirtz Hashem. But one thing that remains for us to explain is, why is it that we don't give an Avel in Shiva an Aliyah, but we don't tell him to walk out of the room? We'll talk about Hallel, it's coming up for Rosh Chodesh, Friday and Shabbos. Then sometimes we send the Avel out of the room, but we don't send him out of the room during Kriyas HaTorah. So if he's not supposed to learn, but he's allowed to stay in the room when we're laning, then why can't he get an Aliyah? Should it all be the same mitzvah Talmud Torah? That was the question. So Rav Soloveitchik had a brilliant explanation. He said, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that's misameach. And that's why an Avil doesn't participate. Kuli Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chilei. That's why we don't learn on Tisha B'Av. There's a mitzvah of simcha that a person derives that enjoyment when they study Torah. Okay? So for them to listen to the daily or weekly laning that we follow the Seder of the Parshos, that's considered Seder Hayom. That's routine. That doesn't inspire the same simcha as opening up a Gemara and learning from scratch. We're just following the plan, following the routine. So that would be permissible for the Aval to stay in the room at the time. Okay? So he's following the Seder Hayom. But to get an Aliyah is something else. Get an Aliyah is to teach Torah. The Rav said there's two dinim. There's one din not to learn Torah. There's a second din not to teach Torah. And he said, for that reason, beautiful. Why is a chassan getting aliyah? Why is a chassan getting aliyah? Why do we give aliyahs to Bali Simcha? Because anytime we're supposed to be mesameach, the Rambam says very clearly, if it's yontif and you eat and you drink and that's all and you leave everyone else out, you don't help the yisomim, the almanos, and anyone else who is unfortunate, then it's not simchas yontif. That's simcha of your stomach. That's what he says. So that's not really simcha. Simcha is only truly fulfilled when not only you experience it, but you share it with another person too. So we give an aliyah to a chassan because there's a mitzvah. He has to be b'simcha, the whole Sheva Brachas. But his simcha would not be complete if he wasn't mesamech other people too. So he gets the aliyah to read the Torah, to spread that simcha of the learning, not just for himself, but for other people as well. So what we understand from that is a person who's laning is not just fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Rav's Chiddush is he's teaching it to everybody else, and by doing so, he's misameach everybody as well. And an expert Bal Kore, a master Bal Kore, who not only performed that duty with distinction for so many years, but taught, as we heard, hundreds of bar mitzvah boys, who we can't even imagine how much simcha they brought to their parents, listening to them, lane, where voice or no voice, they learned the skill. The skill not just to lane, to teach, to learn Torah, but to spread the simcha of Torah with other people as well. We can imagine what a schus that was for Mr. Olshan, what will always continue to be a schus, as long as all those Bali Kriya spread what he taught them, and we should be zochet to learn from that example, and see where we can introduce in our own lives as well.